Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty in Port Huron. I would like to go to work for you. Contact me at 810-650-6255 or email me at jeff@porthuronhomes.com.
All right, on this finally Friday morning, the campaign trail will wind through Port Huron this weekend. Republican candidate for governor, former attorney general in Michigan, Mike Cox, will be making his way to town. He's on the line with us right now. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How you doing?
Doing well. How's campaign going?
You know, it's going very well. We are in third place right now and gaining. I haven't spent any money on TV, unlike my opponents. And my message that I've been pushing around the state for, 16, 17 months. In fact, I was on your show 7, 8 months ago talking about eliminating the state income tax and talking about how we have to fix Michigan schools. So that we can catch up with states like where my granddaughters get educated in Mississippi. It's really resonating, right? In fact, I'm going to be back through the area tomorrow. I'm going to be at the Sanilac County Lincoln Day dinner at the Woodland Hills Country Club in Sandusky. And it's interesting. One of the volunteers there said, when asked what the topic of the speech should be, was, how are you going to save the state? Mm. But of course, no one person can save the state, but a leader builds a team and focuses on priorities like fixing education and fixing our economy. And that's what I've been campaigning on, and that's what I'm going to continue all the way through August and then again through November.
That's a great question. How are you going to fix the state? That is a big question. You're right. It doesn't happen with one person. What's the top priority, though, if you want to improve Michigan overall? What's the first thing that you need to do?
You know, number one is the economy, right? Because that's what drives job, job attraction. That's what drives, people attraction and people retention. By that, I mean, if we're going to keep the thumb great, from Port Huron all the way up to Port Austin, we're going to have an environment where people can have jobs, right? And that area there, your listening area, is really kind of a microcosm of Michigan in this sense, because traditionally there's been tourism, fishing, enjoying the great Lake Huron. There has been, of course, ag, and there's been manufacturing in Port Huron. Manufacturing, tourism, and agriculture are the big three drivers of the Michigan economy. And so since I announced on tax day, April 15th of last year, 2025, I've been talking about eliminating the income tax. And why is that, Paul? Mm. It's simply this, that the most competitive states in America right now don't have an income tax. So, the easy ones are Tennessee, Florida, and Texas, but there's others, New Hampshire, North Dakota, Nevada, states of various economies. But when you cut the small business tax, and that's what the income tax is, you not only put more money in every person's pockets, you not only eliminate the last of the pension tax on seniors, you give young couples the opportunity to save a little quicker, a little faster for that first home. And you also empower 900,000 small businesses in Michigan, which create 2/3 of all the new jobs, to buy an extra pizza oven, right? If you have a pizzeria, mm-hmm. If you're a tool and die maker, to get that next tool and die machine, or send your employees out for training on the newest software in order to compete against Canada and the world. And that's what Michigan used to do, compete, and that's what we need to do again.
Of course, emerging technology like data centers, there's a high demand for data centers. Where do you stand on data centers in Michigan?
It's simply this, local control, local control, local control. Right. Since we became a state in 1837, that was a tenet of Michigan law that, local communities could control the character. And when I say character, of course, I mean that through zoning, the character and nature of their communities. Rural communities could protect themselves and stay rural communities if they decided to. Right. And we saw with the governor's green energy scam in 2023, what she called the clean jobs and energy program, What we saw is that jobs went to Indiana and Ohio, and we're not any cleaner, but we're certainly poorer. Energy costs went up by over 20%. And we're now very, you know, so every time you or I turn on the light, every time you or I adjust our thermostat, and every time a small business owner cranks up a machine, we're all paying more. So I think the lesson there is we should allow local communities to decide their future. So for AI data centers, you know, if Clay Township wants a data center, great. If another township doesn't, then that's, you know, that's how it ought to be. So that's rule number one, local control. Rule number two is simply this, that if a data center wants to come to Michigan, and if they want a piece of the pie, they have to build their own pie. That simply means if they want energy, they're going to have to create their own generation source. So you or I don't lose the current access that we have to energy. It's those two rules, you know, I think really create the opportunity for local control, for local communities to control their future, but also for those communities that want to be part of the data center and AI future and cut a great deal, either build new schools or you know, whatever the community wants, they ought to be allowed to do that and compete. You know, the reality is we already have 70 data centers here in Michigan, primarily in industrial centers, you know, in Grand Rapids and Detroit, but also in small communities like Cassopolis out in southwest Michigan and up in Alpena. And so I'm about local control. And rule number two is they got to build their own energy.
Talking with Mike Cox, Republican candidate for governor. At the top of the conversation, you mentioned your other opponents already spending a lot of money advertising their candidacies. We're hearing this morning that John James and Perry Johnson are accusing each other, or they're being accused of some fraudulent signatures, petition signatures. This is essentially a three-way race, I think, between the three of you. Your reaction to that news, and where do you see your campaign going in the weeks and months ahead?
Well, Paul, I'm not going to take the bait. You know, if those two want to fight it out and accuse each other of things, I say have at it. You know, I'm just focused on a simple message, right? Eliminate the income tax, put more money in everyone's pocket, you know, make our economy like Florida and Texas, Tennessee. And then number two, let's fix education. And I didn't mention, I didn't go in depth on that earlier. You know, it used to be that Mississippi just 12 years ago was 49th in fourth grade reading. They're now 9th in the country. At the same time, we were kind of a mediocre 31st, and now we've dropped down to 48th. And why does fourth grade reading matter? It's simply this. I think intuitively any parent knows this, that once a child learns to read, then the child can read to learn anything. And it's really the gateway skill, and that's why it's measured by the nation's report card. And for me, you know, people call that the Mississippi miracle, and for my wife and I, Laura, it is a miracle because, coincidentally, 13 years ago, our oldest daughter, coming out of the Marines back from Iraq, she and her husband moved to Mississippi. And, Paul, you can imagine, you know, 12, 13 years ago, the conversations we had, not only to bring our daughter to Michigan, but how can you stay in Mississippi and let our granddaughters get educated there? And lo and behold, they've blown by us. Kids in Mississippi get a better education on average than they do in Livonia, Michigan, where I live, and in most of Michigan. And so I view that as a moral stain upon our state. Our state was an awesome state. I think the last time I was on, I talked about my dad walking across the Blue Water Bridge when you could,
yeah,
when he was a legal immigrant coming down from Canada, from Ireland originally, to go to the Detroit, right, and stopping in Marysville and getting his first lunch in America. And the wonder and amazement he had when he came to Michigan, and that he chose Michigan over every other state in the Union. So if we fix education, we fix the economy, we can become that state that attracted so many others, so many in the past, like my mom and dad.
Mike, appreciate the update on the campaign. Thanks for joining us this morning. I'm sure we'll talk again real soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Paul. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.